This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is a question. Why does God sometimes choose the unqualified? And I'm specifically thinking about Gideon. Gideon was chosen to lead an army against the Midianites. And throughout his series of battles, his army was greatly outnumbered. In fact, in the final battle, Gideon's army stood at about 300 men compared to the Midianites that stood over 100,000. But of course, as God is working through Gideon, Gideon prevails in victory. I, however, was more interested in the backstory. In other words, what was Gideon doing before God gave him this assignment? And I learned that when the angel of the Lord appears before Gideon, Gideon is hiding in a wine press. Now, these ancient wine presses were dug into the ground. So you get the impression that you've got a frightened, timid man hiding in the ground, yet the angel of the Lord addresses him as mighty warrior. This was powerful for me because sometimes I often talk about feeling like I'm on the brink of a new season, and one day I'm asking God for more, and then the next day I'm saying, oh, wait a minute, Father, can I handle more? But what the story tells me is that the key is to trust God, that He is working through me, and that I am prepared to do what He has called me to do in this moment. And so step out of our comfort zones and step into that calling. The scripture today is Philippians 2:13. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Tune in tomorrow when we discuss what Jesus cautions us about swearing. Finally, share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. And for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.